This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Good morning, and I'm back live. It's great to be back in the studio and feel a little more connected. The traveling over for a bit. Just most recently got back from visiting my mother-in-law, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate all of the support and the prayers that many of you offered. Seemed to be working. She's doing better, getting around much better, and I've learned a lot that confirms what we've been talking about on this program for all these 13 years, and I'm going to do maybe next week's newsletter about some of that. And this week we talked, for those of you who have not yet signed up for the free weekly newsletter, we talked about strategies regarding the problem that we've had with the contaminated eggs. And we have a most amazing show today, so gosh, don't go anywhere. It's kind of one of those landmark programs. We'll tell you more about that when we welcome the stations that have news right now while we're talking. So before that, I invited Andy into the studio to help me tell you about, we're getting serious now that all of a sudden this whiff of cold air that came through reminded us of October, not far away, that we had mentioned to save the date, October 5th, that we had an event, but we better get serious now about letting people know about it. The main attraction is Bill Sardi, a famous nutritionist, journalist, investigative reporter, all those kinds of good things. He's been a very popular guest on this program. He's a media darling. He's coming to town. He's giving a lecture on October 5th.
He's coming here just for this.
Just for this.
Yeah.
That's how important you are.
Right.
And I'm opening for him. I'm the opening act. And just to kind of warm up the crowd, and then
you got your rubber chicken ready, and
yeah, we've got another amazing offer, and that's that. Those are pre-registered. Andy's going to tell you how that happens. Bill Sardi offered to go through all of your supplements for you to bring them in a sack, and he will help you evaluate.
Oh, bring them in a sack. He's not coming to the people's houses to go through their medicine.
No. Bring them to the event in a sack, and if you're pre-registered for the lecture, he will go through them and tell you usually how to streamline it and do less. And I've decided that if you do a food diary for a week, write down, we'll give you more details about that. But you bring that, I'll do a quick nutrition consultation. So you can get a couple of like speed dating and free nutritional consultations in addition to the seminars. And what else?
Well, I was where it is. Omni Hotel, LBJ and Luna, October 5th.
And the cost is
$5.
And for that, you'll get many times that in value of free products and savings and so on, because there'll be goodie bags. But important that Andy put it on Real Food Grocery.
Under events. It's
yeah,
under the event.
Under events. Go to realfoodgrocery.com. Events. It's the only thing there. It's a ticket. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We live in an age of fast information, high-speed communication, instant gratification, rapid transit, ready-mix, pre-cooked, heat and serve, and living life on a moment's notice. But when it comes to staying healthy, we pause for a moment. Jarrow Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products for over 30 years and has been a leader in the research and development of some of the most effective, affordable, and cutting-edge natural health solutions in the world. At Jarrow Formulas, we understand that distinction does not happen overnight and that a reputation for excellence is only earned through many years of persistence. Our staff of scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research. We believe that the true test of a quality company is the purity, potency, and good value of its products and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. For more information about our superior formulas and to request free samples of some of our leading brands, please go to www.jarrow.com.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. As I promised, we do have a most amazing show, and those of you who take our newsletter got our special report, kind of a special announcement, making sure that you saw the HBO movie that was being shown on Tuesday. And so you all know that my guest today is Dr. Temple Grandin. Until she was 4 years old, she couldn't speak. She had behaviors that, for many people, would have meant a permanent life of institutionalizing because she rocked. She had fits of screaming and thrashing. She was diagnosed with autism. Between there and now, when she is a popular international lecturer on autism, she's the author of a number of books, Emergence, Labeled Autistic, Thinking in Pictures, Animals in Transition, Unwritten Rules of Social Relationships, gosh, I want to read that one, and The Way I See It. She's one of the world's leading experts in designing livestock facilities, and now she's a media darling from having been the subject of a movie that just this in the last last Sunday, week before, whatever, I've lost track of the dates with the traveling, but it won 7 out of the 15 nominations for the best movie and the best actress, tremendous movie about her life. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Dr. Grandin.
It's good to be here.
May we call you Temple? Since
yeah,
we,
you can call me Temple. That's
thank
fine.
You. We feel like we know you now.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I was very excited to have you on the program when you were scheduled before I even knew about the movie, because I had heard a couple of interviews that you had done on public radio, and I was so fascinated by your story and your work, and now I guess you're probably the first a person that's ever been on the stage or the Emmys that has been on the show, because this is a health show. We usually don't go there. So,
no.
As I said, you started out life in kind of a rough lane where most people would have never gotten out of that. And I'd like to connect the dots between that and where you are now. But I think for a lot of people to whom the idea of autism is new, if they haven't had personal experience with it, that maybe we should lay a little bit of a foundation and just tell people what is autism, Asperger's syndrome. Give us a little background, please.
Well, all of these things are neurological disorder. They're not caused by bad parenting or things like that. There's problems with the brain development. And autism and Asperger's, autism is a very big spectrum, ranging from a child that will never get speech, will continue to have problems, to the geniuses out in Silicon Valley. You know, one of the core deficits in autism is you tend to not be that social. Other problems you have are, you know, fixated interests, but fixated interests can be channeled into constructive things. Like, you know, I got fixated on all the cattle chutes and things like that. And my science teacher, you know, used those things to motivate me to study, to become a scientist. You know, if a kid likes trains, then teach reading and mathematics, you know, with trains. But it's, you know, one of the most important things in autism is if you have a young child and he's not speaking and he's not socially relating, have a lot of tantrums, just sits and rocks all day, The worst thing you can do is nothing. You have got to start working with that kid. Now, I was lucky to get some very good early educational intervention. When I was 2.5 years old, mother took me to a doctor in Boston, a neurologist, that referred me to a little speech therapy school, and I got a lot of, one-to-one teaching. With these little kids, you got to work on keeping them engaged. They need at least 20, 25 hours a week interaction with a really effective teacher. You know, if you're in a situation where you can't get services, get some students, get some grandmothers, get somebody to just work with the kid, teaching them how to take turns, teaching them nursery rhymes. You've got to kind of intrude into their world. And in my book, Thinking in Pictures, I go into a lot more detail explaining these things.
Well, your story is amazing from what I know from documentaries, but how about this movie? How close was that to actuality? Were you happy that the movie accurately portrayed your life?
The movie, it was very accurate in terms of showing what I was like in the 60s and 70s when I was a teenager and when I was in college. I mean, Claire Danes just sort of became me. You know, the visual thinking, how I think visually, that was very accurately shown. The anxiety, the sensory sensitivity problems, noise sensitivity, touch sensitivity, these things are very common in autism, also common in other disorders. Obviously, there were some events that had to be, changed around, but the movie's very clinically accurate. Also, all the projects that I built, those were very accurate. They were all done off of the original drawings and photographs. You know, and then there's some things, to make a two-hour movie work, you have to compress things. And the one thing that probably is the thing that, is probably where things were kind of really compressed was the scene where the doctor said, I should go to an institution. Mother fortunately got some very early good advice from a neurologist when I was 2 years old. It was a neurologist, interesting enough, not a psychiatrist. And then that bad doctor that's shown in the movie, he's kind of a composite of a whole bunch of other people that thought I should go to an institution. And they had to just make a composite character there.
But, well, I think if you perhaps you had gone, been taken to a psychiatrist, since the practice seems to be mostly about dispensing medication or confining people, we would probably not be having this conversation
today.
Well,
back in the 50s, it was mostly about Freud was one of the big things. They tried to psychoanalyze these kids, which was just absolutely ridiculous. And but Bronson Crothers, when I was 2.5 years old, was a brilliant neurologist. Then when I was maybe 6 or 7, Mother did a documentary for a public radio station on retarded children, and she went to this horrible autism ward where all the kids were just sitting and rocking and nothing was being done with them. And she says, I've got to keep my daughter out of there.
Well, your mother just seems to be such a exemplary mom. Too bad we don't get to vote on sainthood like we do on American Idol and those kinds of things.
Yeah, that's right.
All those aspects of autism, it seems to me that just like with most health issues, there's a continuum. It's the case that it's not just like a switch, you're autistic or not.
No, because when is Asperger's is simply mild autism. Those are the kids where there's usually no speech delay. Right now there's a gigantic controversy with the American Psychiatric Association on changing the guidelines and taking out Asperger's, making it all autism continuum. This is kind of ridiculous. I can't wait until they can do everything with brain scans and get rid of this sort of behavioral profiling. Because you have a lot of kids that get labeled ADHD that get mixed up with Asperger's. And then there's this awful new designation they're making called oppositional defiant disorder. And I see a lot of these kids would obviously have no speech delay whatsoever. When the kids are really little, then they don't see much wrong. But these are teenage boys that end up just, to just get oppositional. I think it's more of a behavior problem. And the movie did a great job of showing my science teacher and how he motivated me. He was a very, very critical mentor, and that was shown real accurately. And by the way, the movie is on DVD now. The title is Temple Grandin. You can buy it off of templegrandin.com or you can get it off of Amazon.
Oh, yes, I did want to mention your website. It's Temple Grandin, and I'm going to spell it because I first spelled it with an O at the end, and that doesn't work. It's Temple, Grandin. Well, yes, it seems that there is a continuum in some of those behaviors or the feelings that you describe, the fear and the not wanting to be around people, or I think one really good example is the overwhelming effect that sounds and noise and colors and too many people and all those things can have on you. If I used to have migraines, and boy, that changed the way I perceive my environment. I could not stand, I couldn't stand smells and,
that's
and
right.
all those kinds
thing.
Of things. Is it similar?
It's the same thing. It's very, very similar. These sensory problems go across a lot of different disorders. There are some people labeled dyslexic that have it, ADHD that have it. There's a number of different labels that can have what's called sensory processing disorder, where that needs to become a designation in the DMS-5, you know, where the senses are either undersensitive or oversensitive. But there's no way you can be social if you can't stand being in the noisy room.
Well, exactly that. And we're going to take a break here when we come back. One of the things we want to accomplish today, listeners, is to find out what are the things that you can do, some more about that and a little bit more about this this story. And, boy, I hope you stay tuned because the guest today is Temple Grandin. She's the author of several books. One of the ones that sounds really interesting is Unwritten Rules of Social Relationships. She's got a great website, templegrandin.com.
And if you're interested in livestock, you can just go to grandin.com. That's just my last name.
All right, cool. Grandin. We'll be right back. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Wittekin. Stay with us.
Ugh, my breath needs some help. Can I get a piece of gum?
I don't have any. Here, try this.
What's that?
It's a spoonful of sugar. I've seen the gum you chew. What do you think it's made of? Sugar.
I don't buy bubble gum. I get the healthy gum.
And where do you buy it?
At the store, next to the register.
Right next to the candy bars and all the gummy stuff? Sugar, sorbitol, chemical sweeteners. You should try Spry. It's the gum sweetened with 100% xylitol.
What's xylitol?
Well, it's an all-natural sweetener. It doesn't just freshen your breath. Spry's the gum with proven dental benefits. It helps reduce the risk of tooth decay, build strong enamel, relieves a dry mouth. This is serious gum, my friend. No sugars, no sorbitol, no garbage. Which means you won't find it in just any candy aisle. You will find Spry where it belongs, at fine retailers. And it tastes great. I chew it all the time.
But you don't have bad breath.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, my friend.
Oh.
Spry gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System. Products that are 100% sweetened with xylitol. Tastes great and are good for your teeth. You can find them at your local natural products retailer or visit SpryDental.com to find a retailer near you. Spry gum. Tastes great. Less fillings.
Do you suffer with blue moods, nervousness, or poor sleep? The answer to those problems with your nervous system may be so simple that few doctors would think to look for it. Studies show that those complaints improve greatly when the subjects reach adequate blood levels of the mineral magnesium. These spectacular results aren't surprising because magnesium plays an essential role in more than 300 processes in the body, and many of those help the nervous system function normally. Unfortunately, this life-giving natural mineral has been systematically refined out of our food supply. Ancient Minerals spray magnesium chloride effectively and conveniently, restoring cellular magnesium levels when you apply it to your skin. That's right, you don't take a pill, you rub it into your skin. You can use it daily as a nutritional supplement and also apply it directly to problem areas. Muscle cramps is another great reason to try Ancient Minerals Magnesium Spray. Order Ancient Minerals Magnesium Spray at realfoodpharmacy.com or call 877-6-REAL-FOOD. The website again is realfoodpharmacy.com.
We live in an age of fast information, high-speed communication, instant gratification, rapid transit, ready-mix, pre-cook, heat and serve, and living life on a moment's notice. But when it comes to staying healthy, we pause for a moment. Jarro Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products for over 30 years and has been a leader in the research and development of some of the most effective, affordable, and cutting-edge natural health solutions in the world. At Jarro Formulas, we understand that distinction does not happen overnight and that a reputation for excellence is only earned through many years of persistence. Our staff of scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research. We believe that the true test of a quality company is the purity, potency, and good value of its products and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. For more information about our superior formulas and to request free samples of some of our leading brands, please go to www.jarro.com.
Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wedekind.
We're honored today to have with us as our guest Dr. Temple Grandin, Temple Grandin, Ph.D. Our phone number is 800-281-TALK. That's 800-281-8255. If you have a question about autism, we'll save the whole lives, for the most part, the livestock issue for another interview, because after I looked at all my questions, we needed 2 hours for this half of it. Dr. Temple Grandin is among, as I said before, an author and someone who very nearly didn't get to go down the path of expressing her desire to have meaning to her life. She's also been internationally honored by Time Magazine's designation as one of the most influential people in the world. That was just in the May issue. Didn't you just have a birthday? Do I remember?
Yes, actually, the birthday was the night of the Emmys.
Wow.
That made that a really great birthday present.
Yeah, I was say, that's pretty amazing. You seem remarkably spared from the vanities that affect the rest of us. So you weren't.
Now, people were asking me if I'd wear a gown. I said I'd look stupid in a gown. But that cowboy shirt I had on, just for all the fashion people out there, that was a Ralph Lauren designer cowboy shirt.
Oh, all righty then.
That my sister gave me for Christmas.
Well, it was spectacular and certainly set you apart from all of the others. It would be more memorable for sure. Now, you did have the most spectacular birthday party I've ever seen with all of that crowd and everything. I would be terrified at the Emmys, and I want to get into the aspect of autism that you say is very important, which is the fear. How did you manage to
get... Let me talk about the fear.
Yeah.
That movie shows me before I took antidepressants. As I went through my 20s, I was more and more and more nervous. It was like constant stage fright all the time. In fact, when I was in graduate school, the very first class I taught, I walked out. I was so nervous. You know, and getting comfortable in front of crowds is something that you learn gradually. And in my early 30s, I went on old antidepressant, Norpermin, or disipramine, it's a generic name. It's an ancient old tricyclic. And after going on a very low dose, and the mistake that gets made with antidepressants is giving people way too much, and then you get agitation and insomnia. I'm taking half a starter dose, been on it for 30 years. And if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be here now. I'd be dead from stress-related health problems. In the movie, I was eating yogurt and Jell-O all the time. But during the time that the movie's depicting, I had horrendous colitis attacks. And there were periods for maybe a week or two where I did eat yogurt and Jell-O all the time to get the colitis healed. And then I gradually weaned myself off of it. I went on the antidepressants. Guess what? No more colitis. And this is one situation where a very small dose, but antidepressant worked. I've seen people's lives totally turned around, a little tiny dose of Prozac. And the thing is, some of the older drugs are actually better. You know, some of the old tricyclics are very, very effective. And Prozac's very, very effective for treating anxiety. Don't be getting loaded up on Valium and things like that. But
well,
a tiny dose, you see, one quarter, one half the starter dose, and that's all you need to take. I know a lot of professional designers that wouldn't be working if they weren't on a low dose of Prozac.
That's very interesting. I generally lean toward using something like magnesium.
Wayne, use those things too. And I was listening to the ad about the magnesium spray. I think I'm going to pass on that. That's too difficult to travel with.
Oh, yeah.
I do some probiotics because I have a lot of problems with yeast infections, urinary tract infections. I'm taking probiotics. My approach is sensible use of some of each type of medicine. I'm a very, very logical person. I'm doing some probiotics. I've eaten yogurt to ward off urinary tract infections. And then the only conventional drugs I'm using are the antidepressant. I have to take a water pill because I have Meniere's disease now, which is to keep my ear from being messed up. And I use a little bit of hormone cream down below because I'm having horrible problems now with very dangerous urinary tract infections. But I'm also.
Do you get some cranberry? That's
helpful. Oh, yeah. Taking that.
Okay.
Taking cranberry. You see, I'm into sensible use of both. People just shouldn't be taking too much stuff.
Well,
you need to be figuring out what actually is the things for you to take. Carefully try one thing. But I wouldn't be here today without the antidepressants because my health was falling apart as I got older. The anxiety attacks just got worse. And the thing I have found, there's kind of different kinds of minds in autism. You've got the visual thinkers like me, photorealistic visual thinker, can't do algebra. You've got the mathematics kind of thinkers. And there's another kind of autistic mind, the word thinker. And you need to work on developing kids' strengths. But I've found us visual thinkers, either both autistic and non-autistic, there's a lot of us that when we get in our 30s and 40s need a little dab of Prozac, and just a small dab. The mistake that's done is giving way too much of medication.
Then I'm very glad to hear you say that because I think that's the thing. If a little's good, more is better is kind of the American way.
Well, you see, the thing where you need a higher dose of antidepressants, if the person's in a deep and dark depression, that's where you may need a higher dose to, like, blast them out of the sand trap. But if you're using it for anxiety, you give those doses that are in the PDR for depression, the person's going to get serotonin overload, and they're going to be felt like they drank 100 cups of coffee. They're not going to be able to sleep. It's absolutely, totally awful. And oftentimes they should be lowering doses. Oftentimes doctors are raising doses when they ought to be lowering doses. I have a whole chapter in Thinking in Pictures. Called A Believer in Biochemistry, and I'd strongly recommend that people read that chapter.
Let's get back to the fear issue.
Okay.
What is your sense of why there's more fear? What are they fearful of? What were you fearful of? And then we'll talk about the hug box, and I'd like to even throw swaddling clothes into the discussion.
Well, that works the same way. The fear thing, the nervous system is upregulated to where every little thing is setting off a fear response. It's sort of like being a really nervous animal, like an antelope out on the plains with a bunch of dangerous predators around, and you're constantly looking around for danger. It's like constant stage fright all the time, and it's due to a defect in the nervous system. Lots of exercise also helps it, lots and lots of exercise. But I was just desperate. I was, eating that yogurt and Jell-O for, long periods of time, and then I took this antidepressant. A week later, it was, like, amazing.
Well, what about this? The hug box?
Squeezing machine helped to relax me. That pressure relaxes you. Some people pressure works really well, and other people it doesn't work. And that's similar to swaddling clothes, in a baby. But then as I got older, the anxiety got worse and worse and worse and worse to where the using the squeeze box was like spitting on a blast furnace. You're not going to cool a blast furnace by spitting on it. And that's where I had, turned to medication. And I had found an article in Psychology Today, and this was in the late 70s, about anxiety. Looked up the scientific article in the library, and back then there was no internet. It was real work back then. I found this article about endogenous anxiety, and it listed all these symptoms, like heart palpitations, heart pounding, difficulty swallowing, bad feelings in my stomach, sweating. And I go, that sounds like me. And they had two drugs in there that they used, disipramine and Nardil, the old MAO inhibitor. And I looked at all the dietary restrictions we've got with that, and I thought, ick. And so I talked to my family doctor into giving me a low dose of the disipramine. And, oh, man, it was like 2 days later. And what was happening is I no longer had a vigilant response to some little thing in the night, like a cat might be scratching a screen door, and I'd be, waking up with my heart pounding. Just any little stimuli in the middle of the night. It, like, toned down my nervous system.
The swaddling clothes or something, for those that aren't familiar with what that is, it's where they would wrap the baby tightly. And it was in the Bible, at in the Christmas story, the swaddling clothes kind of went out of favor, but they're coming back in because they find in a lot of cases it not only calms the baby down, there's some research to show that it reduces the sudden infant death syndrome. So these kinds of inputs, and as you say, everybody's a little different, and different, not necessarily less. And I think
That's right.
In the case of Dr. Temple Grandin, different and more, because who else has accomplished all that you have? We have to take another break. When we come back, we've got a couple of calls. We'll talk to Chioma and to Debbie in Houston. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
With prescriptions, we expect side effects, but with natural remedies, we get fringe benefits. For example, you might take colostrum hoping to avoid a cold, but notice that your allergies improve. Colostrum is God's original dietary supplement. It helps newborns build their digestive, nervous, and immune systems. Adults enjoy the same benefits and more. Research shows that Percoba colostrum supports the liver, stronger bones, healthful cholesterol levels, and increases detoxifying enzymes. But this time of year, maybe a little help with allergies is enough. Make Percoba a part of your everyday program. Percoba is 150% as potent as the next best brand, and unlike most, doesn't disrupt the God-given balance. Percoba stands for Perfect Colostrum Balance, and it is backed by research. Percoba's impressive radio special is buy one bottle of capsules and get a second bottle free. The shipping is also free. Order at realfoodpharmacy.com or call toll-free 866-999-3006. 866-999-3006.
Some cultures don't even have a word for menopause because that change of life is so natural and uneventful. Unfortunately, in the U.S., the change is often a big, uncomfortable deal. Hot flashes, mood swings, sleeplessness, and weight gain can upset the whole family. Pharmaceutical hormone replacements do relieve symptoms. However, studies show that those drugs may cause side effects such as heart disease and cancer. It just makes sense to try a natural approach. Increasing nutrition and exercise plus reducing stress and toxins are important, but if they aren't enough, try Amberin. Most women experience relief from all their menopausal symptoms, often dramatic relief. Amberin doesn't force the body to do anything. It simply helps restore normal communications among the glands so the body can balance its hormones naturally. Learn about menopause and order Amberin at nomoreflashes.com. That's nomoreflashes.com. Call 1-877-763-2536 to order. 877-673-2536.
Three Alarm Chili is delicious, but if it or any other food causes you heartburn or acid reflux, please listen up. Millions think they've fixed the problem with an acid-blocking drug. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion. They can lead to very serious side effects. Here's Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist.
There are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. The truth is so surprising that I published a book to spread the word. Discover the root cause of your problem and fix it for good.
Natural alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and other acid blockers is available in bookstores. But you can buy a signed copy at a great price from realfoodpharmacy.com. Realfoodpharmacy.com brings you the highest quality nutritional products, real solutions, and great information like Marty's book. Visit realfoodpharmacy.com or call 877-6-REAL-FOOD. That's 877-6-REAL-FOOD or online at realfoodpharmacy.com.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back. We're speaking today with Temple Grandin, PhD. She's an author, an internationally respected expert on designing facilities that handle livestock, and she's an expert on autism. We've mentioned some of her books. They're Emergence, Labeled Autistic, Thinking in Pictures, Animals in Transition.
Well, Animals in Translation.
Translation. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, because you are the translator. You're the animal whisperer, the Dr. Doolittle that tells us what should have, you know, we should know about how to handle animals, unwritten rules of social relationships, and the way I see it. See, I've even got a little dyslexia this morning, so it's just too much excitement for me.
Yeah.
Before we get on to perhaps what some of the causes are, we've got a couple of interesting questions. Let's go to Chioma. Thank you for calling Healthy by Nature. You have a question?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for this program. I am particularly interested in how your mother was very influential in helping you through the problem. Now, I ran into a lady. She has 6 children, 3 boys, 3 girls. All the boys were affected with severe autism. To the point, you know, where your mother came in there. See, this lady depended more on public help because, of course, she doesn't know much. She's not in the health field. She doesn't.
How old are the kids now?
Unfortunately, one of them has reached 22, and he's been passed along all this time to the level that they hadn't even body trained him. And then one of the boys died from seizure, and that's how I happened to meet her. The last one, when I went over to visit, when the child died, he was smacking himself, you know, beating himself. You can see something is not right. I don't know if he's hitting himself because he's in pain or what. He was so sad.
It's him. Thank you. I think we've given her enough meat.
Want to know, is there anything that you can do once you've really passed certain age?
No, you can always keep doing things. One of the things about a person on the autism spectrum is they always keep developing. People have told me my talks at age 60 were better than my talks at age 50. You always, it's never too late to start. Now, some of the, you know, the thing is, autism is a very big spectrum. So the amount of neurological problems is going to be real variable, going from severe to, you know, people that aren't all kind of geeky and not very social, you know, that work out in Silicon Valley, kind of like the Sheldon character in the TV show Big Bang Theory.
That's it's
really
hilarious.
Bad. He got an Emmy. I love him.
Yes, that is amazing. Well, what about the male problems this family had? Isn't autism more common with men?
Yes.
I mean, with male babies?
Yes, it definitely is, and it's not known really why. There's a very strong genetic basis in autism, because if you have two identical twins, they have what they call a concordance rate. In other words, whether both kids have autism, don't hold me to these exact figures, but the concordance rate for identical twins is around 60%, where for fraternal twins, where they're genetically different, it's something like 2 or 3%. So that right there shows that genetics plays a very big role. And it's a brain developmental disorder. And then some of the very severe cases, also epilepsy can be associated with it, and that's going to have to be treated. You know, I can't emphasize enough with the little kids the importance of early intervention. You know, my mother was taking me to speech therapy school when I was 2.5 years old. She hired a nanny when I was 3 that just played constant turn-taking games. All I can say is if you have a little kid out there, 2 or 3 years old, he sits and rocks. He's got no speech. He does a lot of screaming, no eye contact. The worst thing you can do is nothing. You need to get some students, get some grannies, start teaching them nursery rhymes, start to do turn-taking games, teaching them his alphabet, teaching him words. You need to just start working with them. But you've got to be careful not to cause sensory overload, because there's some kids, if you take them in the middle of the big supermarket, they're going to just start screaming because they feel like they're inside a boiler factory. So if a child is one of the type where you take him to Walmart, he just goes berserk, that child, you need to get him in a real quiet place, work with him quietly, but you still need to do lots of hours of intervention.
Let's talk to Debbie in Houston, Texas. You're on Healthy by Nature.
Hi, this is Debbie. My middle grandson, when he was born, he would rock constantly, and he would just throw fits.
How old is the kid now?
He is 4, and since he started talking better, he got more calmer.
Yep.
We've been trying to interact with him.
Now
but
he can communicate.
He's stuttering really bad to where he's even holding his hand up to his mouth. And we're trying to get him into speech therapy and trying to get him into preschool right now.
Okay.
So,
well, once you get him into speech therapy, a lot of school systems only might do one session a week. And what you need to do is use that speech therapist as your coach. In other words, go in and watch what the speech therapist does each week, and then you work with them more doing the same things at home.
Okay.
And then you go in each week because she can tell you, like, as he improves, you know, other things to do. I'm a big believer in getting professional guidance. But, as long as you have professional guidance, you can do more of it at home because a lot of these kids just need a lot of work to get over these problems.
That's a great suggestion to repeat that and get more bang for your counseling buck by not letting them go a week where they can kind of lose ground but keeping the level high.
Well, yeah, and you should also to put the number of hours in you need to be putting in to get this kid turned around. You know, the parents are going to go crazy trying to do that. You know, find some students, find some volunteers from your church.
Okay.
You know, and the thing is, I have found that some people sort of have the knack, sort of how to work with these kids. So some teachers like have the gift of working with these kids, and other teachers are just hopeless. You know, I think teaching is an art. And you might find you have some volunteers, and maybe one of those volunteers would be really effective, and one of the other volunteers, the kid just screams, and it's not going to work, and then you just can't use that volunteer.
Would you recommend, which book of yours would you recommend?
If I only bought one of my books, it would probably be Thinking in Pictures, either Thinking in Pictures or The Way I See It for little kids. So that social book would be less important, but Little Kid, The Way I See It, or Thinking in Pictures. Those two books would probably be the best.
Debbie, thanks so much for your call.
God bless you.
Thank you. Temple, just recently the courts upheld that ruling that autism had a link with injections, the vaccinations, and the mercury. My personal feeling is there are probably subgroups within that were maybe more genetically predisposed, or they were low in vitamin D, or they didn't have enough magnesium to protect themselves against mercury. When we come back from this break that we're apparently taking because I hear music, I'd like for you to address the role of heavy metals, if there is one, from your view. The dietary things, so often when people have problems of any kind and you get them off of dairy, gluten, and sugar, things get better. What about cell phones? Those are the electromagnetic pollution that we've got now. We'll talk about those subjects and more. This is Healthy My Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. You can call us at 800-281-TALK. That's 800-281-8255. Please stay with us. My guest is Temple Grandin, Ph.D., and now a star of Hollywood. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Marty Whittakin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why, when you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
EPA and DHA, the two main components of omega-3 from fish oil, are essential for growth and development throughout the human life cycle. Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega contains 70% pure omega-3 and is purified through molecular distillation to ensure the absence of impurities, including PCBs and heavy metals. Ultimate Omega by Nordic Naturals offers a high concentration of both EPA and DHA and is available in liquid or gel cap form with a great tasting lemon flavor. Nordic Naturals also utilizes a proprietary enzymatic process to ensure a completely repeat-free product. For a complimentary sample of Nordic Naturals, call 1-800-787-7208 or visit them online at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Three Alarm Chili is delicious, but if it or any other food causes you heartburn or acid reflux, please listen up. Millions think they've fixed the problem with an acid-blocking drug. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion. They can lead to very serious side effects. Here's Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist.
There are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. The truth is so surprising that I published a book to spread the word. Discover the root cause of your problem and fix it for good.
Natural alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and other acid blockers is available in bookstores, but you can buy a signed copy at a great price from realfoodpharmacy.com. realfoodpharmacy.com brings you the highest quality quality nutritional products, real solutions, and great information like Marty's book. Visit realfoodpharmacy.com or call 877-6-REAL-FOOD. That's 877-6-REAL-FOOD or online at realfoodpharmacy.com.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Before we get back to our most interesting guest, I know that at the end I was going to make this announcement, and I won't want to stop the interview. So let me just tell you now, the reason you haven't heard any Aquasana commercials today is that this weekend, as of tomorrow, Sunday night, September 5th, at the end of that day, is the end of this special that they did for just this program for August, where if you order a water filter either from the website or from calling in and you use the code MARTY, you can save 20% off of their factory direct prices, free shipping, and you get two stainless steel refillable water bottles that have the nice carrier to them. This event ends September 5th, at the end of midnight, I guess. The number is 866-NO-BOTTLE, 1-866-NO-BOTTLE, or go to RadioMarty.com. Be sure to use the discount code MARTY. That will get you all of those goodies. So, now, back to Temple Grandin. We have another caller, but let me, in case you just joined us, review that Temple Grandin is now a Ph.D., a lecturer, a professor, author of many books, including one that's called Animals in Translation, which I mispronounced before, and a couple of really important ones if you think you might have a child that's autistic or know someone that does, Thinking in Pictures and The Way I See It. She started out as an autistic child herself and has, through the help of some medication and some giant amounts of help from others and a will that most people find awesome, has somehow pulled herself through all of that, and we're talking today about autism. Dr. Grandin, when I went to break, I asked about a six-part question about what things in the diet or our environment affect either the likelihood of a child becoming autistic or maybe would be beneficial in trying to moderate.
Well, one of the things on little kids, I think it's really important to try some of the special diets, like dairy-free, wheat-free, also getting tons and tons of sugar out of the diet, and that includes all the natural sugars like honey, too. It's just as bad. I have to do fairly low-carb diet to keep my yeast infections under control. A lot of these kids have horrendous yeast infections, and you've got to get lots of sugar out, a lot of high glycemic carbs out of the diet. I've also seen kids turned around by getting off of dairy and some by getting off of wheat, and some need to do both. You know, the kids most likely to respond to the special diets are the ones where they're regressive, where the kid seems to have some normal speech and then they lose it. Also, children that have a lot of gastrointestinal issues, and gastrointestinal problems and autism, there seems to be a link there. So of all of the alternative things, one of the most important things to try are the special diets. I mean, there's way too many drugs given out to young kids. I took antidepressants when I was an adult, and there's maybe some older children and adults that might need very careful use of conventional drugs. But the special diets, I know too many people have been turned around with the diets. I had a dyslexic student and a very severely dyslexic student, and going wheat-free really helped her, stopped her, it really cut down on her migraines.
Coming up in the next a few weeks, we'll have a program on gluten because there's a lot of undetected celiac disease and so on, and we just need to know more about it. And when I get confused about all of the advice that you get, sometimes it's very bad, coming from people that are supposedly authorities, and even from the government, I go back and try and compare it with what was the original plan. What did our hunter-gatherer ancestors do that's different? Because although they had a short lifespan because they had sanitation problems and they might have been eaten by what was supposed to be their dinner, those kinds of things, but they, generally speaking, were healthier than we are, and they didn't have a lot of these problems. And I think it's because they weren't eating these foods of modern commerce. What about the issue of heavy metals and electromagnetic pollution?
I'm a lot less concerned about that. I know a lot of families have tried chelation, and I've questioned them in detail, and haven't seen much good effect from that. Usually they started an intensive educational program at the same time or a diet at the same time. We know those things work. I'm going to work on the special diets first. Also, just lots of early educational intervention. Some of the vitamins, the magnesium, B6 and magnesium, that might be worth taking. Some kids have responded to dimethylglycine, some of those kinds of things. Those are things I would do first. You know, my approach to recommending a treatment is either got to have scientific papers with properly done side studies, or I have to have what I call good anecdotal. In other words, I got to have three families that have not communicated with each other that can convince me that it worked. And I have tons and tons and tons of cases on diets where they've worked. Another thing that helps people that have visual processing problems are the colored glasses, the Irlen colored lenses.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those, if the child's scared to death of escalators, and he absolutely hates fluorescent lights, and because he can see the flicker, and if he can read, he complains about the print jiggling, you sometimes can just go down to Walmart and try on some of the different pale sunglasses, and you can get some big improvements in their vision.
I can read better.
Purples.
Yeah, I can read better with a blue filter over the words.
That's right.
Yeah,
that definitely helps some people.
Well, if you would stay with us during this last little segment, we've got one more caller. I'll find out what they want during the break.
Okay,
please
great.
Stay with us.
Yeah, I will.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Hi, I'm Marty Whitakin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why. When you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
Three Alarm Chili is delicious, but if it or any other food causes you heartburn or acid reflux, please listen up. Millions think they've fixed the problem with an acid-blocking drug. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion. They can lead to very serious side effects. Here's Marty Whitakin, certified clinical nutritionist.
There are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. The truth is so surprising that I published a book to spread the word. Discover the root cause of
your problem and fix it for good.
Natural alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and other acid blockers is available in bookstores. But you can buy a signed copy at a great price from RealFoodPharmacy.com. RealFoodPharmacy.com brings you the highest quality nutritional products, real solutions, and great information like Marty's book. Visit RealFoodPharmacy.com or call 877-6-REAL-FOOD. That's 877-6-REAL-FOOD or online at RealFoodPharmacy.com.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
We've had a delightful time having Temple Grandin, Ph.D., as our guest today. Besides being a lecturer and a professor, she's the author of Emergence, Labeled Autistic, Thinking in Pictures, Animals in Translation, Unwritten Rules of Social Relationship, and The Way I See It. Her website is templegrandin.com, that's G-R-A-N-D-I-N, and then grandin.com is the website for those interested in animal agriculture. We had a call from Terry in Plano, Texas, who said her child's symptoms go away when the kiddo has a fever and is sick. What do you think that's about?
Well, that's an observation that's been seen for many, many years, and nobody really knows why that's the case. One thing I wanted to add about the diets. Normally, for the dairy-free diet, a one-month trial would be sufficient, and on the wheat-free diet, a three-month trial. And when the diets do work, and they don't work on everybody, the effects are usually pretty obvious.
Huh. Well, that fever thing is really...
It's really weird, and that's been in the literature for the 30 years, and nobody knows why.
I do see a little bit in the literature about perhaps a preventive effect of the parents staying away from heavy metals, and I think it'll probably take a lot longer before we realize the multi-generational effect that we can have by how well we behave and what we take in the way of toxins. But I'd kind of like to end in closing here, because we don't have much time left, to find out, just you must be pretty happy with your life. You've accomplished so much. Are you feeling still any residual feeling of you're missing anything because of the...
Well, there's kind of, I see, like, I go on a plane and I see two teenagers, loving it up on the plane, and they're just looking at each other's eyes, and I'm just sitting there, like in the third seat watching all of this.
Wondering what it's all about.
Well, there's some things that I don't do. What I've had to do, and I definitely have emotions. I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be angry. Definitely have emotions, but they're simpler. There's like a complexity of emotion that I don't have. And when kids teased me in high school, it hurt, and it hurt a lot. I've replaced emotional complexity with intellectual complexity. This is why we need to be developing the kids' strengths. Autism is a very big spectrum, going from very severe all the way to the geniuses at Silicon Valley. And some of the most happy people on the spectrum, they went into engineering or something, or graphic design, and have a great career in that. We've got to work on careers.
Well, you certainly have been a blessing to us, and I appreciate very much your taking the time to do this today. I hope we've helped some people, and you definitely have found the meaning in your life, and you've helped me with mine. So thanks so much, Temple Grandin.
Well, thank you very, very much for having me.
Okay.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin.
With prescriptions, we expect side effects, but with natural remedies, we get fringe benefits. For example, you might take colostrum hoping to avoid a cold, but notice that your allergies improve. Colostrum is God's original dietary supplement. It helps newborns build their digestive, nervous, and immune systems. Adults enjoy the same benefits and more. Research shows that Percoba colostrum supports the liver, stronger bones, healthful cholesterol levels, and increases detoxifying enzymes. But this time of year, maybe a little help with allergies is enough. Make Percova a part of your everyday program. Percova is 150% as potent as the next best brand, and unlike most, doesn't disrupt the God-given balance. Percova stands for Perfect Colostrum Balance, and it is backed by research. Percova's impressive radio special is buy one bottle of capsules and get a second bottle free. The shipping is also free. Order at realfoodpharmacy.com or call toll-free 866-999-3006. 866-999-3006.